Massachusetts marks a milestone of sorts today in the availability of medical marijuana. The first dispensary in the city of Boston is scheduled to open. The medical marijuana shop, operated by Patriot Care, that scheduled its grand opening for Wednesday in a formerly vacant retail location in Boston's downtown Crossing, will be just the seventh dispensary to open in Massachusetts since voters authorized medicinal marijuana 4 years ago. The 2012 ballot initiative that passed by a 63% to 37% margin authorized up to 35 dispensaries statewide in the first year. Some municipal leaders, like Boston Mayor Martin Walsh, were cool to the idea of medical marijuana. Others, like Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, were more welcoming.
Medical marijuana has been very helpful to people with debilitating medical challenges and issues and sickness, and we want to be able to help them out and accommodate them moving forward.
But when Springfield put out a request for proposals from would-be medical marijuana dispensary operators in 2014, there were no applicants. Shortly after taking office in 2015, Governor Charlie Baker scrapped a contentious state licensing process for medical marijuana operators that had been put in place by the previous administration of Governor Deval Patrick. Later that year, the first dispensary in the state opened its doors in Salem. The first and so far only medical marijuana dispensary in western Massachusetts opened in Northampton last September. Cities and towns cannot ban medical marijuana facilities, but through special permits can restrict where the dispensaries can be located and place conditions on how they operate. Municipalities can also negotiate host community agreements that, it turns out, can result in lucrative payments from the dispensary operators. In Springfield, the Sarno administration negotiated an agreement with Hamden Care Facility Incorporated for a dispensary in an industrial area on the city's east side. It spells out a schedule of annual payments starting out at 3% of the gross revenue and eventually rising to 7%. The company, in documents provided to the city, projects gross revenue in the third year of operations will exceed $6 million. The proposed deal hit a snag when it went before the city council for ratification in June. Several councilors, including City Council President Mike Fenton, strongly objected to a provision that appears to give Hamden Care a 10-year monopoly in Springfield.
The business terms of the deal seem to be appropriate, except the prohibition for 10 years.
Fenton said Worcester has negotiated an agreement that permits up to 4 dispensaries. The council's Health and Human Services Committee is reviewing the agreement. Councilor Adam Gomez, the committee's chairman, said he hopes the full city council can vote on it later this month. He said he's mindful people who need access to medical marijuana have been waiting a very long time.
I wish they were getting it yesterday. I wish that Springfield dispensary was opened a year ago. You know, it's just the truth. It's just now when it comes to business, you have to look at it, the business side of it.
The city council in Holyoke Tuesday referred to a committee an application for a medical marijuana dispensary. Several proposals to operate dispensaries in Amherst are being reviewed by town officials. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.